Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Where are we?
We are in Wickersley, Rotherham, South Yorkshire.
God's own country.
Down in Brewer's neck of the woods, Swifty's neck of the woods, Walker's neck of the woods. That's where we are.
And who are you both?
I'm Dean Downing.
And I'm Russ Downing.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's in store today? The Rotherham chain gang. I thought we were doing the Donny chain gang.
Ooh,
today.
No. It's the Rotherham. It's not the Donny one, is it, Russ?
I think, yeah, it's crossed over in the past. It starts in Rotherham. We have a group meets here, and then we have some that come from Doncaster way, Tickle. And, yeah, it still is the Rotherham Wheelers chain gang, you know.
Is it quite historic?
Yeah, I think it goes back. I'm not sure. We could do with
a few decades.
Smith here, one of the old boys who doesn't ride so much anymore. But, yeah, he's been on it for years, and it goes back some years.
I think me and Russ would have been on this 20 years ago as juniors and stuff, riding with the likes of Chris Walker and other guys who used to ride.
Would you say that this kind of riding, the through and off, the chain gang, the really hard riding, is what's formed you into the racers that you became?
Yeah, definitely. I think, like I said, from knee-high to a grasshopper, we've been on this gang and we've been sat on the back, and it's quite fun now. Some days you're at the front, you're giving it beans, and then other days when you're having an easy day, you sit at the back, and it brings back so many memories. You're sat on the white line, you know, and you're like, oh, I remember this as a 13-year-old kid, you know, on the smallest bike and the smallest gears, and just trying to keep up. And you'll see today, the guys are still doing that now, and it's quite amazing that, yeah, it's no change. It does get a bit like a race at times, but it's great for us pros this time of year. We can go out, we can do a couple of hours in the morning, 3 hours, meet these guys, 40 minutes of speed, and then an hour ride home type thing from where it finishes, 50 minutes, and it's a great bit of training.
It's a classic way of training. Like, you'll get some sports science coaches that say, oh no, it's uncontrolled and this and that. You want to go out and do your hill reps and do your efforts and this and that. But there's so many different types of riders that ride it. And like Russ said, we meet all the Donny lot, Tickle. So there's different types of... So there's lots of different clubs that get together and meet. Sometimes some of the Sheffield boys come over and do it, like the Sheffreck lads. So everybody gets involved and does it, and there is that thought. You'll see today when it's like a flag goes down at the side of the road. It goes from natter and everybody stops talking, and it gets into formation, a big chain gang, big straight road. Everybody gets going, everybody knows where that starts, everybody knows the turns, and everybody, it does get a bit crazy sometimes, but then you've got the older boys like myself and Russ and Ian Swifty that like take control a little bit and make it safe, you know, because you know, it does get a bit crazy, and it's fast, you know. But it's a great workout for 40 minutes. It's nuts.
I hope I can still talk during it. That's the idea, right?
Yeah,
it's just going to be a lot of me breathing all over the episode. We've got you two out today. Ben Swift's going to join us.
I think
He's back at Team Sky. We've got James Shaw, been racing recently for Lotto Soudal. That's a proper good turnout. And a load of local lads as well, I'd imagine. And you don't think there'll be many women today? Or is it just
ladies,
chops and changes?
Yeah, in the summer you get a few more women. Like Jessie Walker used to come on this all the time when she was racing still. Like Lizzie Dagenham when she was Armitstead, she came on this a few times, back in the day. But in the winter you don't get as many women on it. But it's open to everybody, you know. The clubs that have got women around here, they do come on this, don't they?
Everyone knows the meeting points, and if you want to turn up, you turn up. You know, there's nobody saying, "Oh, you can't do this, you can't do that." And sometimes you get guys coming out on TT bikes, tri-bars, triathletes, and you're like, "Whoa!"
To be pushed to the back a bit, isn't it?
So you slowly move them out of the way. But now some of the guys listen. But like we said, there should be a flag at the side of the road where the chain gang starts, because before that it's all leisurely. Casual. People are chatting. If people have a flat tyre, then you'll stop. When that line goes down, if you have a flat tyre, you're on your own.
I've punctured before, and it's like, I'll just get home. It takes a lot.
It takes someone, not someone big or good or whatever, but it has to be a name for him to stop. It's like
he means him, doesn't he?
I've been left out.
I can't remember.
At the side of the road before, a couple of the boys have stopped, but
I can't
the gang don't stop.
Now. Well, that's no the thing. It's right. Every man for himself, and it's like, you know, everybody comes together to do the route and to work hard for that 40 minutes.
It is like a race scenario. Looking around today, there's not much wind, but we do go out the flatlands, and you turn out of some towns and it's left-hand gutter, then you come round the next corner, it's right-hand gutter. You're changing the way the lines move in. So if you're fifth or sixth wheel bike, you've got to use your head, you know. You could quite easily get dropped in an echelon situation. Myself could, if I wasn't in the right place.
I nearly did a week ago.
Today, I think you'd be right today. There's not much wind, should be steady.
There's a big, long, straight road. It's about probably a mile and a half long. There's just fields either side. You come through a nice little village, and then you get to a corner and it just goes, and there's this house in there with a flag. And if you look, I know people that have never noticed it, and they've been on this ride 20 years, and I'm almost looking to see what the flag's doing. You see it bellowing like sideways. You think, right, it's going to be a massive crosswind down this mile and a half stretch. You know someone's going to go, oh, yeah, let's have a bit of fun.
Got to dig in.
Get in the gutter.
Yeah,
smash it.
His wheel, sit on Russ's wheel, right? Does it still give you the buzz like it always did?
I'm probably keener now than I was a few years ago. I think there's some choppers just roll around the corner. Joey Walker, James Shaw.
You're kidding.
Right on cue.
Now I'm nervous. There's some pedigree here. I feel like a complete outsider. I feel like, you know, I'm going to get found out at some point.
Stick with me, you won't get found out. You'll be all right.
James Shaw, how are you, mate?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, thank you. Do you both ride the chain gang much?
Oh, I'd say throughout the winter months, yeah. Weekly throughout the months of October, November, December into January. I'd say we're regulars, aren't we?
I mean, you're World Tour pro. Is it an important part of the training?
It's an important part of mentally keeping yourself good, isn't it? Like, you've got to have friends as well as people you want to see.
So those enemies, yeah.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Took it straight out. No, you've got to enjoy riding the bike, haven't you? And it's not enjoyable just riding to a certain watch, a certain cadence on your own on a climb, is it? So it's nice to come out and, like, ride with your friends a bit more, you know, and enjoy cycling and have a bit of fun. Otherwise, you get a bit mentally stuck, don't you? And you end up thinking, oh, like, what am I doing? So it's nice to come out and enjoy riding. Like I say, it's a good crack.
How about you, Joey? Did your dad, Chris, ride this chain gang as well when he was racing?
I'm not sure. I probably will. I don't know how long it's been running, to be honest.
Decades.
You're asking the wrong person.
I know.
Joey.
I don't know.
It goes with the flow.
I just turn up and through and off. Like James says, it's just we have a Tuesday one as well and a Saturday, so it's two rides a week where you're easy 4 hours sort of thing, and a good workout at the same time. So, and it's always, yeah, going for the sprint does get a bit tactical.
Dean was saying that modern coaching methods are all based on the numbers, and some coaches would say you shouldn't do this kind of thing, it's not what you need. But actually, does it teach you the kind of race craft? Does it get you ready for the sort of cut and thrust of a race?
You sort of, you're learning when you don't realise you're learning. I mean, it's a bit different to racing, obviously, because there's cars on the road and stuff, but the tactics still the same. You pick your wheel who you want to go through on, the easiest wheel, and then, you're still learning.
Joey, do me a favour. Ring Swifty. No, honestly. Can you ring him? I'll take my phone out, I'll lose my microphone. Matt.
Ben Swift has just turned up and gone riding off the front.
I think the wind's picking up as well, Matt.
Was that Swifty, though?
Swifty.
Creating the wind.
That's it, yeah. Flyby. We actually ride past Tom Simpson's...
old house, right? Is it the memorial to him there?
Yeah, we go past his grave.
It kind of reminds you just how deeply rooted cycling is around here, doesn't it?
Sure, yeah. So we get a lot of people out, and I always try to take them on these. Always try and go through Arworth.
Yeah.
Bit of a history tour, you know. I've lived all over the world, and I always do love riding my bike back home.
Yeah.
I think, like you say, because you remember the days, and it's just great.
Do you reckon it just makes the riders from around here that bit harder?
I think so. Yeah. We get the bad weather, and I think we're pretty lucky where we live. Like we go this way east and it's quite flat.
Yeah.
Oh, then we go west, we're straight into the Peak District. Or then we can go the other way and get down to like a Sherwood Forest type way.
Yeah.
But it's a bit more rolling, so you've got anything you wish for.
And if you've lived all over, what brought you back?
Homeboy on home roads, as you know.
Oh, you said it. You said it, Russ. Oh, it's good.
As you can see now on a clear day, look, that's all the way to the coast.
Wow.
See on the tree line?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
out to the east coast. At the start, Wickersley, there were six. We're now up to eight. We'll turn the corner, then there'll be 10, then there'll be 12, and we'll look round in half an hour and there'll probably be 30 of us or something, and that's...
You like the Pied Piper, aren't you,
That's the
mate?
Joy of the ride. They all just come out to play. We're going right here, just...
I was just saying to one of the other guys, you know, what other sport could you get out and train with a pro on a weekend?
I know, it's pretty...
And we've got four or five
it's
here
pretty
today.
Good, yeah. So we've had some fun on some of these rides where we've all been ripping up and there's just some normal people, you know, come and get out on the bike and they just don't know what's happening. But we're all messing around in crazy mode.
Do you like that? Do you like the, you know, the fact that your normal working man can come out and ride with the professionals?
Yeah, definitely. It's like, I think that's how I fell in love with the sport back in the day, you know. Just being on the chain going, like, there's a pro out, there's Chris Walker out, there's someone else out.
And now his son's now, and it carries on.
That's it, yeah.
Down the generations.
Oh, it's Ben Swift, he's finished playing around
Ben
with his
Swift.
Efforts. How are you, mate?
Fucking hell, look at that weapon.
Or me or the bike, Swifty.
No.
Look at this road, Matt. There's like four or five guys just all scattered everywhere. We sometimes get a marshal down here on the corner. It's just a guy who never... He doesn't come on the gang, he rides the other way, but he knows the time everyone comes, so he stands on the corner. Come on, lads! He's just an old boy.
He just loves it. There you go, I've got Ben Swift doing my domestique, giving me bars. Nice.
It's normally the other way around. He rings me yesterday when we're at the... Oh, when you're leaving the cafe, can you get me a banana? I'm like, what am I? Those days are done, have been your domestic pal. It's good steady around here, mate. A bit bumpy and greasy.
Yeah, looks it.
As Sifty was just saying then, like, he went down a lane and got filthy. This is probably one of the worst lanes on the route.
A bit sketchy, is it?
Yeah, it's just a big farmer's lane, and then the rest of it are quite big, good roads.
Okay.
So you sometimes be careful
Take
down
steady.
Here. Yeah.
So we start with six, we're out about like 14 now.
Yeah, and I'd be surprised if there's not another 14 or 15 in the centre of Tickhill. They all meet there, I think, about just before 1:30. They'll sometimes have been out a couple of hours or an hour.
Oh, they'll be nicely warmed up then.
Yeah.
All knackered. It's like a religion, isn't it? It's like the church, everyone's coming out.
Exactly, yeah. Oh, here we go.
There they are.
We've got four or five here, a few more.
Just picking them up. In the countryside.
There's some good guys, you know, it's like some of the guys who go out training, you're like, bloody hell, they can go well.
Yeah.
Over 3 hours, they're nailed, but up to that, they're flying.
Is that where the difference lies?
Yeah,
you think?
I think so. Yeah, they can go that speed.
Yeah.
For two or three.
But they couldn't do a big
race.
They couldn't do an
100-mile race, like.
That's something peculiar to Brits, though, isn't it?
Sort of,
it's basically that crit racer mentality.
That's it, yeah. Once crashed him, Matt, on I think it was an evening chain as a young kid.
Yeah.
Came out of that corner and we dropped someone. And I was looking back and I hit the curb.
Ooh.
And couldn't get off it. You know, you're like slapping the curb.
Yeah.
And I was still looking over my right shoulder. Oh, and I can remember going down, I was crying my eyes out like 14-year-old.
Did you break anything?
No.
You just bounced when you were 14-year-old.
I just got back up and probably had to do the chain gang. A few more, Matt. What are we up to now?
It must be 30 now.
Yeah, maybe 20.
30 people. A lot of the people just ride off ahead and they get swamped by the group.
That's it.
It's sucked in.
Probably just out on a casual ride and then
they've got no choice. It's a yes coming.
The magnet.
You can't escape.
Chris, you're on, mate.
You know, the club system doesn't work like it used to. Do you think that's a bad thing? People aren't learning the etiquette and the way to behave.
I definitely agree. You know, everyone, like one time a day, there was like five or six clubs all around here and they all met once in a while. But yeah, if you did something wrong on a local ride, you'd get one of the old boys give you a clip round the ear. So after this ride, sometimes it's like that.
Yeah.
But it's still, everyone's too busy staring down at the numbers and seeing what they can do.
What are you on a mic for then, Russ?
Well, he's doing this podcast for Home Roads.
Oh. Okay.
You know, we're doing that. We just had a little ride out, a chat. So Dino's at the back, I'm going to be at the front.
Huh? Not met your brother.
It's like me, but a bit wider. I'll go back and see what's happening.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Brace yourself, Matt.
Really?
Yeah, deep breath, stretches. You've got about 3.5 minutes before we go.
On bike stretch.
Full gas.
We're on. All right.
Gentlemen as well.
Oh, God's sake. All right, the speed's picking up now. Already got a grin on my face.
Come on then, let's go!
It's rapid, it looks a bit messy, but everyone knows what they're doing.
Going right, Matt! Right! Right! I could just see him going to the front then thinking, oh, I don't know where he's going.
Yeah,
it takes him a few minutes to work out what's happening.
Yeah, I know, right? On Swifty's wheel now. 40k's an hour doing 400 watts. 5 degrees, just going a slight incline. It's getting some shape, but a bit ragged, isn't it, Russ, eh?
That's it. I said the first 5 minutes, everyone's keen, and then they start fading.
Yeah, that's me. A little Swifty behind me. Now giving someone some coaching tips.
He's there! Come on, guys, stop chatting and come through.
Like Russ said, 5-10 minutes in, we could have got rid of that nervous energy.
Ooh.
Hit a rock then.
Take it easy on the corner, mate, a bit of gravel. Hey, up here's Joey.
Joey Walker on the front now.
I think everyone's star truck, Matt, by you. They're all just sitting on you, mate. Keep tight. This is the calm before the storm, Matt.
How is it, mate? Jesus.
That was the hilliest part of the route back there.
Okay.
That little drag there coming into town was like, ooh. We've got a little drag now before the final.
Okay.
So we go flat for probably 5K.
Yeah.
A couple of little bridges, ramps, and then a drag, and then it flattens out and then drops into the finish. So we've only got like probably...
Where are we now then?
We're in Retford now. Old historic market town like this.
I think they've gone all right, actually.
Yeah, you're doing well there, mate. Going well.
A little bit.
That's it.
Good turnout, though, eh?
Yeah, good, mate.
So impressive.
I think we probably had 50 guys out on some occasions.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd like to say 60, but you know, you're never sure. Like, a massive turnout some days in the summer.
Oh, it's been brilliant today, though. I've loved it.
Oh, good, mate. It's not finished yet. And today I can sense the vibe that everyone's trying to save the pennies.
Seriously,
to have a play for the sprint. Because no one's really been coming through. But Michael, the guy up there on the canyon, he's a nice lad.
Oh, I
used to race us back in the day. And he said, the weirdest chain gang I've ever been on.
Well, the easiest.
The weirdest.
Oh,
for
really?
People like not really going through and committing. And
yeah. Is it normally a bit more of a smash fest?
Not so much a smash fest, but just people like actually going through. It's great when you get about 8 of you actually really just going through smooth, not missing a beat.
Yeah, it was a bit choppy earlier on.
Well, that's it, you know, people don't come through and then they'll come through and then that turns a bit quicker than what the line's going.
Russ, you're going to leave me out?
Yeah, I'll lead you out, mate. Are we going? That was some move, man. Had everybody on the ropes.
Well, no chain gang, and you were fracking.
Hey, mate, that was great, thank
you. I looked round for you. On the top of the hill, you did too many surges,
got
like.
Got carried away, didn't I?
Going well at the top of Barnby Moor. Everyone was like, ooh. That hurt me bringing you back, honestly, I'm not.
I was blowing there, wasn't I?
Oh, I was like, ah. I wanted to try and save a bit for the sprint, because I know how hard it is, and I know there'd be some Freddy Fresh legs, and then I had to bring you back.
And it was exposed up there.
Enjoy it, though.
Oh, I loved it.
Great, though. We're moving at points. 50k an hour down that straight, I think, weren't we?
I know. I was definitely struggling. But then I saw you catch me. I could see you coming. It was about 10 bike lengths. I'm going 200 beats a minute. I can barely say my own name. I can see you bearing down on me with Swifty, with Joey Walker there. Great fun though, mate, really.
Yeah. It's like that, you know, we can practice lead outs there. I think that's what happens most weekends whenever, like, someone will say, right, well, I don't want to sprint today, so I'll do the really hard lead out. Gives different weeks a different guy to sprint.
I didn't mean to go through at that point. I was going to sit on, but then the guy behind me...
Well, that's what I said. I was like, get on my wheel. Next minute, you're going past me. I was like, all right, then. Feeling good.
There's only 6 of us up the road, though, weren't there, really?
Oh, yeah.
And then the others were sitting pretty.
Swifty gave it a kick then, didn't he?
Didn't he just? Who won it?
Swifty.
Let
him out, didn't I? Let him out a treat. We're going straight here, mate. The Donny lads are going right, and we're going Rotherham.
All right.
See you later, Chris.
See you, mate.
See you later,
cheers.
Boys. See you later, Connor. Thanks for the turn.
Yeah, let's just clarify that. Connor Swift, British national champion, turns up not even wearing his jersey.
How many turns did he give us?
And hides at the back.
Yeah.
No turns given. No fucks given by Connor there. Class act, though, isn't he?
When you've got the British Championships, you can do what you want.
You can do what you like.
So I say, yeah, I've just got this new energy sponsor, this Raw Villa, because, you know, I've been vegan-based for plant-based since May, since I got ill.
Have you?
I feel amazing, mate, for
really?
It. Yeah, really good.
You don't miss a nice, juicy steak?
No. I used to fucking smash a burger. I used to love going to the pub for a burger and a pint. Now I just have a pint.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It doesn't bother me. and I feel a lot better for it. Everyone said, fucking hell, you're looking lean.
Yeah, really, it made the difference.
Yeah. I think it's your brain as well. Yeah. I think I'd have been struggling with all I'm going on now without having a healthy brain.
So what prompted it? What was the idea?
I was ill.
Yeah.
I had shingles and I was pretty nailed. Went out, down here actually.
Yeah.
And I thought, right, I'm having a burger. And then the missus, I think it was Sunday night, she said, oh, do you fancy having a drive over to Sheffield to that pub we go to?
Yeah.
We'll have like a nice dessert. We'll have a chill. And I said, right, yeah, we'll do that. And then tomorrow, I'm fucking going for it. I'm going vegan, you know? Because I'd had a burger. I'd had a, I forgot, whatever dessert. Who do I see when we walk in the pub? It's this guy, Jan. The guy who's trying to say to me, oh yeah, it might work well. I said, this is fucking weird. I told him the story and I said, look mate, you know me, I don't bullshit you. We've just had a discussion at dinner saying, tomorrow we're gonna go for it.
Both of you, and, you and your missus.
Yeah, and we see him there in this pub. I said, this is just fucking mental. So went home, that was it. Never had any meat since.
Wow.
I think it was like 20th of May or something.
Was it difficult at all?
First couple of weeks was hard.
Recipes and things like that.
Yeah, the missus is really good at cooking.
Yeah.
First couple of weeks was hard because you've got all the products in the fridge and the cupboards that you shouldn't eat.
Yes.
And you want to, like,
you don't want to throw it away.
As a bike rider, I don't plan things on the cooking side of it. Like, you come in, you're hungry, you go out, I'll have some of that.
Yeah.
It was like,
yeah,
I can't have that. I was fucking throwing it all in the bin, like,
even dairy, you wouldn't eat dairy.
Yeah. And that's, I think that's one good thing that I've really stuck to. It's non-dairy. Go to the coffee shop.
Yeah.
I'll have a black coffee or a almond, soya or oat milk.
Which milk do you prefer?
Oat.
Yeah, I've heard oat's the
oat
best.
Or almond.
Is that the most similar to cow's milk?
Yeah, soya's a bit, I don't know, it's a bit grim. But then if you haven't got any vegan-based cakes or anything, yes. I'm not having anything.
Yeah.
I'll pull a bar out of my pocket, so I'm losing weight there.
You're making me think. So, I mean, you don't need to lose weight, but has your body composition changed?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I just feel like lighter in. Obviously, I was never fat or...
No,
never. I was, yeah. And I was lean, but the only times I got lean and, you know, veins come out of your legs and all that, I weren't, you know, some people are like that.
Yes.
I wasn't. I only got that when I was in fucking peak form. Now I've just got veins throughout my legs. I know I'm getting older and that, but still...
Like a train, swiftly just going off again for an effort. I do get the feeling that, you know, even though there are some lads here, the strong riders and never quite made it, and they've just got normal jobs like everyone else, but there's no envy of people like you and Ben and James and, you know, they... Because you just slot back in.
Yeah, I think they enjoy it when we come back, because they have a better workout.
Yeah.
And... sometimes when we do get carried away when we're all in good condition.
Yeah, well,
I think to those guys, ouch, they're on the rough end of that. But they all sit there and get through it.
It's a good story though for them, isn't it?
Yeah. I say, go down the pub on the Saturday and they say, oh, what do you do today? I'll be on the bike with Ben Swift for us.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're like, nah, whatever. This is the village where I live, mate. I just live down to the right, down here.
Yeah.
It's an old working... Oh, mining village.
Yeah.
Then the mine shut. Didn't really do much for years. And where the pit is on the other side, you've got a massive estate.
Yeah.
And this one's new this year, so there's a lot coming back to it. This is where my dad had his shop.
Yeah.
And when he took shop. Yeah, he took early retirement from the pit, opened his shop, and then when it fully shut, the village had nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So my
really?
Dad's business just went. That's it.
Did he race as well, your dad?
Yeah, he raced back in the day. Yeah. He won like national medals on the track and that one. He's more of a sort of short distance, sort of sprinter type guy.
Yeah.
He did a lot of stuff on the tandem with one of his big buddies.
Yeah.
I think they got a bronze in the British tandem champs.
That's brilliant.
So he's won national medals. And then he had me and Dean pretty sort of early, I think.
Right here.
So yeah, right here, sorry mate. Oh mate, I've had some fun in there.
Oh my God.
It's a snooker club. Jimmy White opened that.
Jimmy White?
Jimmy White opened that, mate.
What is it? It's a snooker club. It's a snooker, working men's club.
It's a snooker club, yeah, and then now it's more the working men's club. There's another working men's club down in the bottom. It is the original.
Still popular?
Yeah, still busy with all the locals. I don't know where they get the money from, but...
It's probably 50p a pint, isn't it?
Yeah, it is cheap. Normally go in,
once every few years for Christmas, somewhere with somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you get mobbed?
No, not really.
Local celebrity.
I get thrown glasses at, probably. Probably upset too many people.
Yeah. Windsor's World of Shoes, we're going past now.
Yeah.
God, it's a bit of a time warp, isn't it, around
it
here?
It is, mate, yeah. I think we're just going to nip left here and do some... We're just going to go in here, I think.
Left turn, I think.
Left turn, yeah, and then we'll pick up Swifty.
So we're done. What do? We did about 70 kilometres all in. How far did we...
Hold on. We're done.
Yeah, you have.
Not all of us are done, mate.
Ben Swift, finally stopped now. I can talk to you properly, Ben.
Well, you could talk to me if you didn't keep riding off in front. Peeking for our local chain gang.
I got a bit carried away, didn't I?
Well, that or top form.
Well, not top form.
Rumour has it, you did a test last week, found you in optimum condition, and I thought, right, I'm going to text the downings.
I'm going to come up.
Do you enjoy it coming out on the chain gang? Because, you know, you can tell the local lads, they see you guys turning up, and it's pretty special for them, isn't it?
I think for me it's a bit of a homecoming, as really, kind of, yeah, because I've been doing this, like I said before, since I was like 12 or something, coming out on this local gang. It's always been as many people, same place, Wickersley, 1 o'clock, roll out, riding with these boys. Obviously, like, when I was that young, these guys were off on the continent and racing around, and I'd only see them a little bit and stuff like that, and then coming out with them and seeing them like that, it was obviously quite good. And
how old were you when that first happened?
I was about, I don't know, 12 or something like that since I first started coming on it.
So Russ was what, 35, something like that?
Yeah.
So you must have been like 17, 18, something like that?
I'm like 9 years older than Ben, okay. So yeah.
So it must have been a thrill. Was it hard when you're 12 to keep, it must have been, to keep
up? Yeah, it was, but it was more about the challenge of getting round, and I think what you've got such a strong cycling community here that everybody looks after each other, yeah. And I think when they see you got such a young guy like that coming out week after week, and they really look after you and help you, and you look at getting at different places and buy you a coffee at the cafe and stuff like that. But I think that's why I do it, why I come back out now. I probably only do it like maybe 5 or 6 times a year because you're away that much, but it's just good to come back, be on roads that you grew up on with the same sort of people. I race on the world tour, but you come back on this and you just feel like you're one of the normal sort of like local riders again. Nobody treats you any different. People attack you, sprint you for the sign and everything. It's just good to be, keeps you grounded as well, I think.
Do you ever get surprised by any of the local lads?
Today there was a few guys going through and off some of the Donny lads. They still got good condition after the racing season. There's a couple of guys in there that are new to racing, so they love coming out on the chain gang because they're always learning. And they're the guys that surprise you. It was a couple of weeks ago I came out and I was like, oh, who's the guy there? So I was one of the lads that has been riding with Briggsy all summer. All right, yeah, he went from third to second cart. And they're the guys which are nice surprises, if that makes sense, that hopefully next year he'll do some first cart races and all because of the Rotherham chain gang and the Donny chain gang Tuesdays and the group of riders that everybody's got.
Well, I think that's why we're quite lucky here as well, isn't it? You know, because we've got guys, or like a big group of guys, that can actually give us a hard time as well. Like generally, when we're fully in training, we'll go and do a couple hours before, get stuck into that, and it turns into a really, really hard day. So it's, yeah, there's some gas around here, that's for sure.
There was a guy called Cannonball who...
Jason,
yeah. Cannonball who... He almost knocked into my front wheel a couple of times. He was pretty keen, wasn't he, when he was
coming
through?
Yeah, I say I don't think he'll be the last time he does that, but I say he's got Cannonball nickname for a reason. But I say they're great guys, they love it. They probably come out twice a week and they're all fresh and raving to go. Like I say, we've had a busy week this week in the Peak District and putting some hours in, so then you kind of do get a bit of a kick in sometimes, yeah. for that 5 minutes, think, oh, my legs are hurting, why are they hurting this much? But that makes you then go even harder.
You stick deep, don't you?
Exactly. You train even harder, so yeah, it's great.
I tapered for today. I went out last week on the chain gang, didn't do anything all week, and then went out on this one.
You tapered and he trained.
I know, yeah, you did.
No wonder you both had me on the road.
I've been busy on the road.
You've been training since I saw you in Mallorca.
And I've just been following.
That's April.
Yeah.
How are you going anyway? I mean, when people listen to this, you'll be back at Team Sky. I know you're obviously on your Sky bike already. Are you glad to be going back?
Yeah, no, I really am. I think everybody knows I needed to leave and the whole reasons why I left and stuff like that, but didn't work out for one reason or another, and You know, it was a bit of a... It was a terrible year, to be honest. With not performance-wise, but also contractual-wise and the whole sport in general. So it was quite hard to get back. It was a bit up and down coming back, but at the end of the day, I'm back there now. I'm back with a group of guys that I know, and we're just a group of and a team that I really know how works and functions. And already, you know, I've been back with them a couple of weeks, been working with my new coach and stuff like that, and it's going well. Hopefully I'll get back to a level that I was at before.
Good. For now, though, good to be back amongst your mates and riding on your home roads.
No, definitely.
To coin a phrase.
Yeah.
Ben, Dean, Russ, and all the others who joined us as well, Joey and... who else do we have? James Shaw.
Connor Swift sat on the back.
Champion.
So that was 60 people there that you've got a grand list.
Yeah.
On a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. Thanks all very much indeed. Loved it.
Thanks
Cheers,
for having
Matt.
Us.
Been a pleasure. Cheers, been a pleasure.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.